And you know, so I was happy in that respect. And you know, we enjoyed it that night. And Monday, watched the film, and then you know, got to move on and get ready for the next one and try and recreate that feeling again. But it was, you know, it'd been too long for us, and so to get it done was good.
Had you ever gone that long without a win?
No, not in the NFL. No, college. Not even close. No, I don't think so.
Matt, how about the challenge for you guys now, trying to piece two wins together this week?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. There's no question about it. Playing, you know, a good football team, a team that's still in the mix in the playoff picture, so we know that they're going to be playing with really, really good effort, and you know, it's going to be a tough challenge, but we're up for it. I think, you know, we've got to focus on the preparation like we do every week and get ourselves ready to go so that Sunday we know our plan, we know what they're doing, and we can go out there and play our best football.
Matt, talk about Matthews and their rush package that they bring in on his side and the other side with Dante Jones and some of the other guys.
Yeah, I think Clay Matthews is one of the premier rushers in the NFL. I mean, he does it with different moves that he has, but he does it with unbelievable effort, too. He plays to the whistle every snap. And I think he's probably as healthy now as he's been all year. And when you have a guy that is as talented, as relentless as he is, and you know, is probably feeling the best that he has, that makes it tough to go against. The rush packages that they do and their sub packages, they give you some different looks. You've got to identify where those guys go. They move their guys around a little bit and create some overloads that you got to handle. And certainly identification and communication is going to be big for us.
It seems like in that game, in last week's game, you guys played a little bit looser as far as the playbook goes. You know, you do the end around, you have more of what people will call trick plays. Do you think that this gives you an opportunity when there's not much to play for outside of that to kind of switch it up and have some fun with the loser?
I think starting off the game, it was huge for us. And we got great field position with the special teams play. We didn't capitalize on it, though. That's one of the things as an offense. You have to find ways to capitalize when you get the ball at the 50. You got to come away with points. And so there's always things, you know, above the line and below the line that we do each week, and that's one of the things below the line. I think we had two opportunities at the plus 50 and came away with 0 points. But it is, you know, those kind of plays help. They're huge. And hats off to our special teams. I thought they did a great job.
Matt, I'm curious about your approach to a cold weather environment. I'm always surprised to see a quarterback with gloves on their hand. Have you ever worn gloves, or would you ever do that?
No. I mean, I've played plenty of games in the cold. You know, went to school in Boston. So, you know, I'm familiar with being out there and how you have to handle it. I don't wear a glove on my throwing hand. But, you know, I'll be ready to go.
How good was it to see Roddy get back into the flowing and be the guy that, you know, all of us have seen for so long?
It was great. You know, I was happy for Rod. I mean, he's putting in a lot of work and has been incredibly diligent throughout the entire year of staying on top of some of the injuries that he's been playing with and working through those things. And to see him go out there and you know, have a bunch of catches and make some huge plays for us, it always feels good.
Outside of a pass that Anton should have caught, some people think, he's done an outstanding job every time he gets the ball. What's it going to take for him to get the ball more?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's provided a spark. There's no question about that. Obviously had a great run on the toss, you know, a big play on special teams to start off the game. I think when you have guys with that kind of speed, you got to continue to find ways to be creative and get them the ball in space. And that's one of the things I think Dirk has done a great job of the last couple of weeks, and something that when guys continue to make plays like that, you have to, you know, do it more and more.
How much do you have to do with that? How much can you say, hey, Ron, he just broke one. He's averaging over 30 yards on five carries. Let's get him the ball some more. Can you have some control over that?
Yeah, personnel stuff is the coaching staff, you know, and I think our guys do a great job of finding ways to get guys involved and find ways to, you know, have your explosive plays creep up more and more.
How about B.J.? Your teammates
so far,
I'll be coming after you on Sunday.
Yeah, B.J.'s doing well. You know, he is as physical and athletic for a big guy as anybody in this league, in my opinion. I know it from having played basketball with him at B.C. I mean, he's incredibly athletic for as big as he is, and he's a great teammate. You know, he was a great teammate during my time at Boston College, and so it's great to see him doing well.